From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in a northern Chinese port city. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
State media reports Kim pledged his continuing commitment to denuclearization ahead of his expected summit with U.S. President Donald Trump. In comments carried late Tuesday by Chinese state media, neither leader was quoted as directly referring to either the planned Trump meeting or Kim's summit with South Korean President Moon Jae-in last month. However, state broadcaster CCTV quoted Xi as saying China supports North Korea to stick to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and supports North Korea and the U.S. in solving the peninsula issue through dialogue and consultation. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Two former Obama administration officials worry about what's next if President Trump walks away from the Iran nuclear deal and it collapses altogether. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Rob Malley, who is the Obama White House's chief negotiator on the deal, says the most likely scenario is Iran starts ramping up its nuclear program.
Then what does President Trump do? Does he try to renegotiate with Iran? Iran will say, no, thank you, we had a deal. Does he take military action, as he's hinted?
And former Secretary of State John Kerry fears the impact on other weapons reduction agreements.
We find ourselves today with certain individuals who are talking about a new arms race.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
China's foreign ministry said that a planned visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping's top economic advisor to Washington next week shows the United States hopes to reach a consensus with Beijing on trade and economic issues. U.S. President Donald Trump and Mr. Xi are scheduled to speak by telephone on Tuesday. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Armenia's parliament has elected opposition lawmaker Nikol Pashinyan as the country's new prime minister. VOA's Luis Ramirez has that story.
His election by a 59-42 vote on Tuesday overcomes one hurdle in resolving the crisis, but the Republican Party that he opposed retains a majority in parliament. The Republican Party said last week that it would support any candidate nominated by a third of the deputies and that it would not put forth its own candidate. That move appeared to ensure Pashinyan would be chosen Tuesday. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports administration officials say they're trying to get Congress to rescind some budgetary items that probably will not see the light of day.
One of the proposed reductions is $107 million for watershed restoration from Superstorm Sandy. The money goes unused because local governments are not coming up with matching funds. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
35 structures have burned down in the Leilani Estates subdivision on Hawaii as 12 fissures continue to emit lava and gas. While some scientists cannot predict when the Kilauea volcano will cease its eruption, Dr. Jonathan Lees from the Department of Geological Sciences at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says signs will present themselves beforehand.
They'll be looking at the rate of seismic activity. They'll look at the size of the earthquakes, where they're distributed, how they move from one place to another, whether they're clustered, whether they're not clustered. They'll look at things like harmonic tremor from some of the events. And as these things start to subside, then they will say, it looks like things are dying down.
Residents of the evacuated subdivision are being allowed to check in on their properties between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day local time until further notice, but officials say the residents must be prepared to leave on short notice. Voters have a stark choice in Malaysia's election on Wednesday. Resurrect the country's 92-year-old former authoritarian leader or give a third term to Prime Minister Najib Razak, whose alleged role in the multi-billion dollar ransacking of a state investment fund has battered Malaysia's standing abroad. Analysts say Najib's ruling party has been in control for six decades and is likely to hold onto power due to an electoral system that gives more weight to rural voters, but at the price of reduced legitimacy. The contest pits Najib, a political blueblood, against his former political mentor, Mahathir Mohamad, prime minister for 22 years until 2003, and who is credited with modernizing Malaysia. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.